Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM. Now, Bella Fernandez is a Sandy Hollow local. She's vying for a top spot in a national supermodel competition. Australia's Supermodel of the Year 2022 title is actually going to be awarded on the 5th of next month. And Bella, who is only 17 and a past St. Joey's student here in the Upper Hunter, will compete. She joins us on the phone now. Congratulations, Bella.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me, and thank you for that. It's a very exciting competition, and we're very privileged to be a part of it.
Now, Bella, how did all of this come about? How did you end up in the finals?
Well, originally I applied for Australian Supermodel of the Year back at the end of 2019, and then I had to do a course of like interviews with the ASOTI panel. After that, I was then accepted to go into the mentoring and learning sessions, which was 15 weeks of talking to different mentors, international models, advocates, life coaches, etc. And then after that, we had a point system, which included like we got points for advocating for a cause in the local area, as well as how we promoted ourselves on social media. And then 22 girls were selected to be finalists, and then one of the girls will be named the Australian Supermodel of the Year 2020 on the 5th of February.
Wow.
So, Bella, are these like women of all ages? How old are the contestants?
So you have to be over 14 to enter, and I'm pretty sure it's under 25, so up to 25.
This is amazing. Mm. Now, talk to us about, you just mentioned that you had to advocate for a local cause. Which one did you choose?
So I chose homelessness, focusing more on the rural and regional New South Wales youth sector. So as a part of that, I advocated alongside Sam Barry, who is a youth parliament advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I found that really, really interesting and fun as well to work with Sam. We also wanted to run like community days for homelessness, and we also wanted to give out like care packages and help the best way that we could to give back to our community. Sam has recently just passed a bill for regional youth homelessness to help them in Youth Parliament, which will be going towards Parliament to help affordability for the youth sector in regards to housing, which has been really great to work alongside him, and I found it really rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. What an amazing cause. Now, Bella, I've been researching pageants and modelling competitions, and there always seems to be a bit of a curveball question. If I was in your position, I would hope that the question would be, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why? What would your superpower be?
If I was to have a superpower, I would probably choose invisibility.
Ooh.
Most likely because it would give me the ability to go places and to listen to people that I wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise.
Sneaky. See,
yeah,
Sammy,
that's
I would
smart.
Have wings. I really want a set of
you
white
have wings.
Yeah.
Really?
What would you have?
I'd probably be able to run really fast. Because then, just run really fast. Because then you could do all your shopping and then take it home. Get out of there real quick.
Done.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're chatting with Bella Fernandez. She is a Sandy Hollow local and she'll be competing in the National Supermodel Competition. The finals take place on the 5th of next month. Congratulations, Bella, on making it this far, and the whole of the Hunter Valley is behind you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.